98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. This is the Suns Front Office Show, presented by National Bank of Arizona, the only bank you need, and brought to you by Coors Light.
James Jones comes down and he sits with us and he looks up at the banner of DeAndre Ayton and he says, yeah, I think that number 22 is going to be a lot better than the last guy who wore number 22.
That guy that wore 22 back in 2000. That guy that wore 22 back in 2005, 2006. Nowhere near as good as DeAndre Ayton.
Is that how that's going to be?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, unfortunately, nothing against you. We're going to agree with that, man.
Right.
We're
going to
agree with that.
That's a no-brainer.
Oh, my God. I mean, listen, the excitement, the interest in him is unreal. I mean, we've been talking about this. You know, since you guys drafted him number one overall, the excitement and the interest. Burns even brought up to me, like, bringing Shaq's rookie season. He averaged, like, 23 and 13 and... is that possible? And I said I think he can come close to that. I'm not going to say he's going to give you that. But do you think he could, I mean, double-double, 55, 60 games of being a double-double guy in this league? You think that's
for
possible?
Sure, for sure.
That's what I think,
I
too.
I mean, if you just watch him play, you know, he just plays the game with the love and the freedom that will allow him to be successful just about every night. He's relentless on the boards. He's selfless. But he's ultra-competitive. You know, when you're competitive like him, you'll fall into a bunch of stats.
Who's the best center you played with?
That's a good one. Who did I play? I didn't play with a lot of centers. I played with mostly power forwards, guys like Chris Bosh, Kevin Love, Jermaine O'Neal, and those guys as the rocks of their teams. Our centers were that's a good question.
So you don't have a great center?
No great centers.
Played in the league
Kurt Thomas.
Kurt was a good player here.
No,
Kurt was good.
But, yeah, no, for the most part, Alonzo
was gone, right?
Alonzo was gone
by the time you got there.
I played with Joel Prezbilla. He was one of my centers. I was fortunate to play with a lot of great power forwards.
But this changes everything. When you've got a 7'1", 200, it does for a team, right? I mean, because my old feeling is he's going to force teams to make adjustments. Golden State likes to play small, but if you have a guy like this, you're going to force them to have to put a center in a game. What I like about having DeAndre is his ability to force other teams to make the adjustments. Golden State always forces you to make the adjustment. Their center is the ninth or tenth best guy on the team. They don't play him that much. They play their five best. But if you're playing a team that plays small and you've got this beast up here, he may force other teams to have to put a center in a game.
Oh, he will. Or he'll punish you. You know, we'll make teams consider him at all times. And he's agile enough to play. He's competitive enough to want to play against the guards. I think you saw when we played Golden State. He was taking a challenge against KD, a guy who's a Hall of Famer, prolific scorer. But that's what he's made of. So I'm excited. He's an anchor for us. He's a rock for us. He's the backside of our defense. And whenever you have a guy like that, any player that steps on the court, if they're a starter, if they're a reserve, they have a sense of confidence knowing that the big fella has my back.
James Jones, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo Show, as we are live from Talking Stick Resort Arena. Opening night is tonight. The Suns taking on the Mavs. Given everything that's gone down in the last week and a half, are you nervous about tonight? I mean, now that all that's kind of in the past and it's just about basketball starting tonight, are you nervous, excited? What sort of emotions are churning around in there about opening night for you?
Man, I don't have to step out there and bang bodies with anybody, so I'm not nervous at all. I know our guys are excited to play. I know the fans will be here. It's basically a sellout. If not yet, it will be tonight. So I'm energized because this is, for me, it's just basketball. I love watching a game of basketball. I probably watch it differently than most people, but it's still just a game of basketball.
How the announcement was officially made today, Jamal Crawford agreeing to terms, Davon Reed waived. Tell me, as the vice president of basketball ops, the interim GM, basically, how you envision Jamal Crawford being used this year by the Suns.
He's a guy that can create his own shot. I think a lot of people don't remember that he's a very good playmaker. He was basically a point guard in college, played the position in college and early in the NBA, but could score the ball so well they moved him off the ball when he was in Chicago with Kirk Heinrich and Jay Williams, who they drafted from Duke. So he's a shot creator. He can create for himself or others, but he's a guy that can create a trigger. And if you watch the preseason, you know that we struggled at times to just create a shot for someone else. If it wasn't DeAndre, if it wasn't, ball movement by Trevor Ariza or something like that, we struggled to get into the paint. So I think he'll help us because he can play. You just need guys that can play at this point.
My understanding is Isaiah Kanan will start tonight, and you want to get a few practices with Jamal in before he starts to get some time here. Does that make sense to try to get him two or three practices before he plays with you guys?
Well, as far as the starting lineup, I don't know what coach is going with. I think right before game time, he said he'd really settle in just because we've had kind of a tryout at that position with all of our guys getting minutes during the preseason to try to build some rhythm. But, you know, Jamal, we expect he's in great shape. I think he probably broke the record for cardiac training yesterday when he took his test. He's just a phenomenal
athlete. He always took care of his
athlete,
body.
But I envision he'll be there in the next couple of days, potentially Saturday. I expect him to be on the court.
But that would give him a couple opportunities to get some practices.
Yeah, practices. You need practices. You need to get a rhythm. There's nothing that can simulate game time, and he hadn't even had a practice with us yet. So
how when you took over, how important was it for you? And where did you look to go get a point guard? Did you talk to a lot of teams about trades? Were there any other free agents you were looking at when you settled on Jamal? How did that come about?
Well, we're always looking to upgrade and strengthen the team. We know that point guard has been a focal point for us, just the same as shooting guard, small forward, power forward, and center. I won't broadcast who we actually target or how we operate, but you can rest assured that we're constantly evaluating that position because, for us, that's the position that has the least amount of experience and is very, very important as far as Igor's offense.
How often, James Jones, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo Show, live from Talking Stick Resort Arena, and I understand this might be more of an Igor question, but I'll float it your way anyway. How often do you think Devin Booker will be kind of the de facto point guard out there?
I think Devin, if you just talk purely from the guy that initiates and brings the ball up the court, I can't say he'd do that consistently. But as far as the primary playmaker, initiator, the trigger man, as we call it,
right,
I think you'll see that a lot. If it's not off the dribble, it'll be off of movement. But there's no mistaking that Devin is our centerpiece and that the offense will revolve around him.
So maybe not the guy bringing the ball up the floor, like you say, but once you get past half court, the guy who is kind of pushing the buttons on the blender, so to speak.
The playmaker. You know, he's the guy that in every situation is a threat. If you need him to pass, he can do it with both hands, scoring, driving, finishing, free throw lines, getting to the free throw line. Those opportunities, Devin creates those for everyone.
Are there any kind of limitations on him tonight, given the fact that he hasn't had any preseason at all, basically?
I think the only limitation is 48 minutes. And if we go to overtime, 53 or 58 or whatever that is.
I'll take that as a no. Limits.
Those are the only limitations.
I'll take that as a no, James.
And even if I tried to play some on him, he's coming back for his first game, not playing in the preseason. There's no way you can keep that kid limited.
Are you ready to be a GM right now?
Me, as a GM? I'm ready for everything. You know, I'm a basketball player.
Are you a GM?
And I'm a basketball player. I'm a basketball executive. For me, it's whatever title, whatever role, I'm for it.
Is it more complicated than you thought it would be?
Being in the front office?
Yeah.
No, actually, it's not. You know, when you play as long as I've played, you get a chance to see a lot. I've done it on both sides, Players Association, negotiating CBAs, player contracts, all those things. So it's basketball. This job is a basketball job, and if you love it and if you can breathe it and if it's the only thing you think about, it's not work.
So understanding the collective bargaining agreement and dealing with agents and dealing with the cap is no concern to you right now? That's something that you feel pretty good about,
I'm extremely confident, and we have a great team. I'm upstairs with Trevor Buckstein, who's been doing it for the last 10 years. We're a great team, and we figure all these things out.
James, we appreciate you stopping by.
Man, my pleasure, guys.
We look forward to talking to you throughout the course of the season.
Every week you got to join us.
You guys talk about what I love, man. This is basketball. Like, you're talking about NBA season. You talk about sports in general.
What else you love? You like football?
I love football.
All right, man. Well,
I grew up in Miami, man. Miami Hurricanes.
Miami Hurricanes.
My boy
Antrell Roll. You know Antrell?
Yeah, I know Antrell.
Oh, he's a good friend of mine.
We go way back.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Great guy.
He's from Homestead, Florida.
Yeah, love Antrell. He's a great player here. Yeah,
look at you. You're already doing the GM thing now. You can tell me where the hometowns are. That's not bad.
He's a Miami guy.
I know. I'm just kidding.
He's a Miami guy.
I love him.
The intel, man. Intel. It's all about intel. Knowing the players.
You got to know the inside stuff. James, good luck tonight. I know you're not playing tonight, but good luck to your organization tonight. Good luck to your team. Thanks for stopping by for a few minutes. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it.